Hapsar plays the drums at his store in Wakshut, where artifacts and colorful baskets are staying on the shelves.
Le moment là, parce que c'est le mois de crise, quoi, parce qu'il y a beaucoup de problèmes ce moment là.
He says business is terrible. He says some Mauritanians come to his shop, as well as employees from embassies and Mauritanians from the diaspora, but no regular tourists.
This year is the worst year.
Mamoudou Khan is a tour guide. He says the downfall began when four French tourists were murdered on December 24, 2007, while they picnicked on the side of a southeastern road in an attack the Mauritanian government blamed on an Al-Qaeda sleeper cell.
Since they killed the four French people, things start to be slow and slow and slow. There is no Rally Paris Dakar this year. There is no tourists coming through there. So the way, there is nothing.
The open land motorcycle, truck, and automobile race, which normally travels through Mauritania, was canceled in 2008 and moved to South America for 2009 because of security concerns in the Sahel. Another suspected terrorist attack killed several Mauritanian soldiers 3 days after the murder of the French tourists. Well, in February, gunmen sprayed bullets on the Israeli embassy in Nouakchott and injured several people leaving a nightclub.
Ça a beaucoup affecté nos affaires, beaucoup même parce que.
A hotel manager, Djibril Cissé, says his business is also affected by the fallout. He says his hotel occupancy, which used to be about 65%, is now below 25%.
Je crois que vraiment les gens qui ont fait les attentats, c'est pas du terrorisme, ce sont seulement des délinquants.
But he says he believes fears are unfounded. He says what he calls delinquents and bandits were behind the attacks and not terrorists. Khan reminisces about the trips he used to take tourists on.
Around Shingeti, there is a mosque there. In Atar, in Terjit, there is an oasis. Just to show them the dune and the mountain and stuff like that. Yeah, water fountain, get them ride the camels. And they enjoyed it so much. They enjoyed it so much. They like the desert. They like, you know, riding camels. Most of the time they ride camel for their first time, so they enjoyed it.
Sar continues playing his drums, even though no one is showing up at his store. He says there is no way he will give up his business. He says it is the only way he knows how to feed his family, and that he will persevere and hopefully one day tourists will return. Nico Columbant, VOA News, Dakar.